We've been discussing some of the halachas related to peros shviyas, which have kedushas shviyas. We spoke about the mitzvah of achilas peros shviyas, according to Ramban, possibly a mitzvah doraisa. Wanted to talk about this evening a little bit about the isser of hefsid peros shviyas. The Gemara we know darshins from the pasuk in the sixth parsha v'ha'isa shabbas aretz lachem le'achla v'lo lehefsid, that one is only allowed to eat peros shviyas, one is not allowed to destroy peros shviyas. So we mentioned yesterday that this would pose a concern for those who have the minhag when making havdalah to pour wine over the edge of the kos. I would add that Rav Tukhachinsky in his Sefer HaShemitah cites from Rav Kook that the same concern would apply to using Yayin Shel Shviyas for the Seder night when you have the minhag, when saying the Tetzach Hadash Ba'achav, to take a little bit of wine out of the kos for each of the Eser Makos. Then also one cannot just pour the wine out that has been spilled over the top of the cup because of the concern of hefsid peros shviyas. Now the truth is, if one were to be cautious that any wine that is spilt over the top of the plate is then poured back into the cup and is consumed, so then you wouldn't be in violation of the isser of hefsid peros shviyas. And that's why in Sefer Mishpatei Aretz he writes that one is allowed to use yayin shel shviyas for dalad kosos, for the leil haseder, for kiddush, for havdalah. Just put a plate under the kos that any wine that is spilled over the top, you don't spill it out, but rather you either drink it or you treat it the way you treat any leftovers of peros shviyas. Another point of interest that he mentions in Sefer Mishpatei Aretz is that even those who have the minhag year-round, after havdalah, to extinguish the ner shel havdalah by putting it into the wine, if you're using wine shel shviyas, you cannot extinguish the flame that way, because by putting the flame into the wine, you're rendering that wine inedible. That's being mafsid peros shviyas biyadayim. You're actively making it, ruining the wine. So all of these concerns all stem from that isser of hefsid peros shviyas. Hefsid peros shviyas. Now he does add that there are minhagim that when you take from the kos of the dalad kosos on Pesach night, drops or of wine for each of the eser makos, there are those that are makbid not to drink that wine that you put over the top of your kos from the eser makos. If that's the case, then you should not be using yayin shel shviyas for the dalad kosos, because again, you can't be mafsid the peros shviyas biyadayim. What is one supposed to do with peros shviyas that one is not intending to finish or to eat? Very often, if not all the time, when you eat a fruit of peros shviyas, there's some part of the fruit that is not going to be eaten. You don't eat the exact full amount of fruit that is on the pit. There's some leftovers always. So the halacha is that so long as it's roy lamaychal adam, so long as it's still edible, you are not allowed to be mafsid it. You can't ruin it. You can't throw it out. So what does one do? So this we know already, one is supposed to wait until it spoils, it goes bad, and becomes no longer edible, and then one is allowed at that point to throw it out. Because you're not, at that point, being mafsid that which is royal achila. Once it's gone bad, it's no longer royal achila, and then one is allowed to be mafsid it. This is why we know the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to have a pach shviyas, as it's called, a special disposal bin for peros shviyas, or that which has kedushas shviyas. Why is that? Because putting the peros shviyas into the ordinary garbage is going to ruin it, make it inedible. That's being mafsid peros shviyas. What is done is you take your leftover peros shviyas, you put into a special bin for Peiros Shvi'is, and when that leftovers then becomes inedible, then you can put it into the regular garbage. But of interest is that the Poskim writes that each day, quoted here in Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, each day when one disposes of whatever leftover peiros or yirakos one has that has kedusha shvius, you put into a separate plastic bag in the pach shel shvius. Because if you're going to put today's leftovers on top of yesterday's leftovers, you're going to accelerate the process of making today's leftovers inedible. Who's going to want to eat a leftover apple if you've dropped it on fruit that has been spoiling since 2 days ago? So even adding peiros shvius into the pach shvius, one cannot add to what's there from the day before. 2 days ago, you have to wrap each day's leftovers in a separate plastic bag, place it into the pach shvius, and then let each day's leftovers spoil at its own rate, and then you can place it in the regular garbage. An interesting tshuva Rav Asher Weiss has in Kuntres Midchas Asher on Yonah Shvius. He was asked about this issue of Hefsid Peiros Shvius. And the question posed him was the following. There was a fruit grower in Eretz Yisrael who donated dozens of cases of fruit that all had Kedusha Shvius to give out to Chavrei HaKolel. I guess there was a fruit grower who was going to make a donation to some local Kol Yungalites, so he gave 3 cases of fruits, all Kedushas Shvius fruits. And the question that was posed to Rav Asher Weiss was that it turned out that most of the fruit was already wormy. Was that why he gave it to them? I don't know, but that's what happened. It was already wormy. It wasn't such good fruit. So no one was going to eat it. Now the problem is, okay, but in every fruit you have, half the fruit is still good, half the fruit is not so great. So, from the perspective of the Isra of Hefsid Peiros Shvius, you can't just throw the whole case in the garbage, because in every case, in every fruit, part of it is still edible, part of it is not. So what are you supposed to do? So Rav Asher Weiss wrote the following. He said, even if each and every fruit, a good part of the fruit, is still edible, but if the fruit is overall what you would call a wormy fruit, no one bizman hazeh considers it edible. No one is going to be eating such a fruit. So one could argue, he says, that there's no longer an isra of hefsid peiros shvius, because even if you could, in fact, dissect each fruit, oh, half is still good, half is no good, but lamaisa, no one's eating such a fruit. No one's going to buy a fruit in the store that looks like this fruit looks, half good, half not good. So number one, you could argue there's no issue to have some perish all because the fruit is, by our standards, considered inedible. Secondly, he writes, the issue is hefsid peiros shvius, actively destroying, rendering inedible. What about garam hefsid, causing peiros shvius to be rendered inedible or to be ruined? Garam hefsid, the Maritz, he quotes Paskins as mutter. There's no isser of geram hefsid. There's an isser of active mafsid biyadayim, but no isser of causing fruits of shvius to be destroyed. And therefore, he suggests as follows. He says, what would happen if you take this case of fruit and put it next to the garbage that's going to be collected tomorrow? Have you done any maisa hefsid shvius by putting it next to the garbage bin? Not at all. Haven't done anything to it whatsoever. The fact that I left it there means that tomorrow the sanitation collector is going to come and take it away and he'll be mafsid it? Okay, I wasn't mafsid it. I am causing it to be nifsad. He says, Lefneiver, the fellow who's collecting the garbage is not going to take your pair of shvius and be mafsid then be a dime because you left it there. Is that Lefneiver? So part of the question depends upon who are the sanitation workers in Eretz Yisrael. Are they Israeli? Are they Arab? If they're Arab, then there's no issue of neighbor. Nothing to worry about. So Rav Asher Weiss assumes that most of them are Arab. There's no issue of neighbor. And even if it's a suffix, he says, Bizman Azeh, most poskim hold, most Rishonim hold, that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is Drabanon. So makam suffik, you have a suffik to banal hakel to be somechan, and therefore he paskins in such a case that rather than store these cases of fruit until they all go bad and all the discomfort that's going to cause those around, he says you have that smach l'hakel to place the case next to the garbage bin outside so that it should be taken by those who collect the garbage, and there's only a shayla of gram hefsid, no lifnei iver, and that would be mutter under such circumstances.